Texas is a big land of legends, lore, heroes, and villains unlike any other state in the nation. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick, who once called Austin home, reviews two new Texas-sized tales from the Lone Star State. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I knew both of the writers on today's show back when I lived in Austin in the 1980s and 90s, and I'm still enjoying their work from afar. Elizabeth Crook's The Madstone is her second novel featuring a young carpenter named Ben Shreve out in the country north of San Antonio. It's now 1868, he's 19 years old, and as the book opens, Ben pauses in his cabinet making to help a stranger who's lost his ride to the coast by taking him part of the way in his own wagon. A short ways down the road, they meet a young woman named Nell. Nell is not your typical damsel in distress. She's pregnant, traveling with her 4-year-old son, Tot, and before Ben ever meets her properly, she shoots dead an outlaw who may be her husband. Who can blame a country boy for falling in love? The crew of baddies in the book centers around a character from Texas history, Cullen Baker, a.k.a. the Swamp Fox, whose gang terrorized blacks in the tri-state area of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas, just as Crook depicts in the novel. In her version, they're also determined to snatch Tot and return him to the bosom of his dead father's evil family. Other perils awaiting the boy include a rabid coyote and a rattlesnake, and the former is where the Madstone comes in. It's actually a gallstone retrieved from the belly of an animal believed to have the power to cure rabies. I'll leave you to find out if it works for young Tot. Fans of historical fiction set in the Old West will find the Madstone propulsive and entertaining. Lawrence Wright is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who strikes fictional gold in his new novel, Mr. Texas, about a struggling cattle rancher who is elected to the State House of Representatives and becomes a star. Tapping into his prodigious knowledge of and affection for the state of Texas, Wright gives us a novel about politics and people that recalls classics like The Gay Place by Billy Lee Brammer, as well as the work of Larry McMurtry. It begins when a powerful lobbyist named L.D. Sparks shows up at the funeral of a longtime state Democratic rep, hoping to find a Republican who can take the seat. That turns out to be Sonny Lamb, who, with his wife Lola, is barely keeping their herd going through the drought. An Iraq vet with a checkered past, a currently incarcerated father, and no college degree, Sonny nonetheless has the heart of a hero, we learn when he rushes into a burning barn to save a little girl's horse. The novel moves nimbly through the campaign and through Sonny's early days in Austin, with highlights including a feral hog hunt and a fertility clinic debacle. As the Kirkus Reviewer pointed out, Wright's prose is full of funny and original formulations. One character has, quote, a smirk where his smile ought to be. Small towns between San Antonio and El Paso, quote, cling to the interstate like ticks on a dog. And an obnoxious catfish farmer turned politico is, quote, the brains behind the QAnon caucus. Brilliantly drawn, larger-than-life characters plus Texas-sized helpings of wit and insight make Mr. Texas a compelling vision of postpartisan redemption.
The books are The Madstone by Elizabeth Crook and Mr. Texas by Lawrence Wright. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. At WIPR.org, you can also find our entire show archive with hundreds of great books to choose from. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.